If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
By far, one of my favorite free agent signings. There weren't a lot for the 49ers this offseason, but DeMarcus Robinson, wide receiver, comes in number 31 on the roster countdown, and he's been playing for a minute. 10th season in the NFL is very, very impressive when, you know, you consider this dude was drafted in the fourth round of 2016. He got drafted before Kyle Shanahan was even with the 49ers. But not only is he still playing, he's coming off one of his best years of his entire career. And so whenever you have a player that was within the division, right, played for the Rams and was dominant in the playoffs. In fact, like, this is the one thing I will constantly go back to. Whenever you look at what DeMarcus Robinson did last year, he had more snaps, more targets, and more receiving yards than Cooper Kupp did in their playoff run. And so, you know, again, a player whose yards per reception has gone up three consecutive seasons in a row. And so, like, if you're like, well, that's kind of a, you know, Rams, McVay, Matt Stafford, whatever, it's happened without the Rams as well. So somebody that the film just says he figured it out, was a career kind of number three wide receiver, and I think that's what it'll be for the 49ers as well, but offers upside, veteran establishment, has played in so many different schemes, so many different quarterbacks, that he's just one of those glue wide receivers that shines in the red zone, shines on third down. Not the biggest playmaker down the field, but somebody that just specializes in getting first downs and getting touchdowns. So DeMarcus Robinson comes in number 31. He's wearing jersey number 5 for the 49ers this year. 6'1", 203, 33-inch arms, really, really strong catch radius, 30 years old, 4.59 40-yard dash, and so that's another thing that I think is important. When you get these older wide receivers, how do they win? DeMarcus Robinson has never been a guy that won with elite speed. He has a 1.59 10-yard split. Not good. And that was coming out of the draft 10 years ago, right? So 4.6, 40, you know, 1.59, 1.6, 10-yard split. Neither one of those are good metrics for wide receivers now. But he never won with speed. So whenever you don't win with speed and you're 30 years old and you start to lose a step or two, well, guess what? You have to find new ways to win. DeMarcus Robinson has always won with shifty, crafty moves at the top of his stem. So whenever he's going into his break, that is where he excels. He ran a 6.693 cone. That's one of the best, like, in the NFL. Kyle Shanahan, his favorite metric with wide receivers is that three-cone shifty, just kind of measures how you go in and out of breaks. And DeMarcus Robinson, like, his time is up there with Jacob Cowing. His time is up there with, like, the elites of the elite, these small, tiny, shifty guys. But he's 6'1", 200-pound guy, and still has that movement. 34.5-inch vertical, 10.3 broad jump. Now, not the strongest guy, 9 bench press reps. That's not ideal. You enter in DeMarcus Robinson's measurables. Listen to the comps. Like, this is exactly who he is. Josh Palmer, Van Jefferson, Justin Blackmon. This bigger-bodied wide receiver that has some quality change of direction, never really was the guy, but always a part of quality offenses because he's going to be the third, fourth, fifth option. And that's going to be true with the 49ers this year as well, but provides just a little bit extra while Brandon Ayuk's out. Ricky Pearsall, how long is that hamstring going to act up? We'll have to see. That's huge. Now, the flip side, facing a suspension. Got arrested for a DUI, and that has now played out through the courts. And so expect a 3-game suspension coming at some point as of this recording that has not been announced. And it's not his first time he's been suspended. You go back to his college, suspended two different times at the University of Florida, which is very hard to do. I remember Aaron Jefferson was a captain for that team. I digress. Now, born and raised Fort Valley, Georgia, was a four-star recruit coming out, stayed somewhat local, committed to Florida, did face two suspensions there, but was a solid wide receiver over multiple years at Florida. And, man, we just keep stat, you know, so many Florida wide receivers have come through the 49ers. You have Ricky Pearsall, who played a decade later there, obviously. But still, DeMarcus Robinson coming off his best season. Now he was playing alongside Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, but still doesn't matter. Has so much playoff experience. He was part of the Super Bowl team back in 2019 that beat the 49ers. DeMarcus Robinson has two Super Bowls under his belt and 17 career playoff games. That's bananas. So you're talking about a 10-year vet that knows what it takes to get over the hump, that has played a full extra season in the playoffs, 17 career playoff games. That matters. The veteran experience matters. Understanding how to approach the season week by week leading up to a playoff drive, which is what the 49ers are trying to do. That's huge. That matters. The suspension definitely hurts. There's no doubt about that. But you go back to the 2016 draft. Kansas City drafted him in the fourth round, pick 129. He was the 14th wide receiver selected and has well outperformed his draft stock. He's sixth whenever it comes to most receiving yards of that draft. It's a fun draft. Tyreek Hill went after him. Remember Tyreek Hill, all the abuse charges with his child and whatever else, and, you know, kicked out of college, rightfully so. But Tyreek has the most. Michael Thomas, second most. Tyler Boyd, three. Sterling Shepard, four. Will Ferrell, and then sixth, DeMarcus Robinson. 14th wide receiver taken, sixth most receiving yards, and still counting. Dak Prescott also was drafted right after him in that fourth round, which is always fun to look back at the drafts and kind of see what's going on. Now, career numbers for DeMarcus Robinson, 250 receptions, 3,013 receiving yards, 12.1 yards per carry, 27 touchdowns. Dude just has found a way as a number 3-4 option to get into the end zone steadily throughout his career. 68 starts, played in 147 games. And, you know, the last two seasons definitely played very, very well for the Rams. 57 receptions, 876 yards, 15.4 yards per catch, 11 touchdowns in 2 years. That's awesome. Now, coming off his career high in touchdowns, last year was 7. Can he replicate something like that? That'd be huge. Now, to compare that to 49ers pass catchers, Kittle led the 49ers last year with 8 receiving touchdowns. This dude had 7 and was the third option at wide receiver last year for the Rams. Yards per reception's gone up 3 years in a row with 17.2 in 2020. I don't think he's going to hit that for the 49ers, but that would be awesome. And again, Jacob Cowing led the 49ers with yards per reception, even though he only had like 3-4 catches. That would have been second. 17.2 would have been second for the 49ers last year. Film, you know, we have a film breakdown up on the Patreon account and the 49ersrush.com if you want to go sign up. Watch DeMarcus Robinson. This is my film breakdown of what he did last year in 2024. Fluid and good change of direction. Yeah, that shows with the 3-cone, and he's maintained that. Gets great separation consistently without speed. Loves the dead leg move. That, like, he just puts that dead leg out there. Breaks across the body really, really hard. Just a crafty wide receiver that gets the job done. Not a yak guy. Only one missed tackle forced all of last season. He does his work at the break of his routes. Good hands, but he's got 20 drops over his career. That's quite a bit. It's not near as much as Debo, but still a considerable amount. Smart and scheme friendly, polished role player, and played mostly outside wide receiver. The Rams put everybody in the slot. 40% of his snaps last year were in the slot, but he's an outside guy. And I think he'll be an outside guy for the 49ers. And whenever you're in 3 wide receiver sets before Ayuk comes back, you know, your 2 wide receiver sets would be Juwan Jennings, if he stays happy, and Ricky Pearsall, if he stays healthy. When you go 11 personnel and you have 3 wide receiver sets, last year the 49ers did more 11 personnel, three wide sets ever in Shanahan's history with the Niners. But when you do that, you kick Juwan Jennings back inside to his natural slot position, DeMarcus Robinson would take over the X. That's how it's going to work out. Minor injuries, but man, best ability, durability. DeMarcus Robinson has missed one game in 9 seasons. This dude has been able to play consistently. Now the suspension is going to be factored into that this year, but somebody that just has consistently played and is always available. Niners need that type of guy. He signed on March 13th, 2025 for the 49ers, a 2-year deal, which I love that, $8 million. Definitely got him on the cheap, and the suspension is going to affect that. It's $6 million of the $8 million fully guaranteed, but this is a bargain basement deal. Career earnings, $15.4 million. He's going to, you know, get close to, you know, 50% increase with the $8 million over the next 2 years. I think that's huge. I just think that this is a player not going to be sexy. Probably wouldn't draft him in fantasy. Maybe you could start him on a bye week. That's about it. But whenever you look at what he could accomplish until Ayuk comes back, is that veteran baseline depth presence, which, again, you've got safety, and you've got wide receiver, kind of, if Juwan Jennings, everybody comes back. This was a great signing. I really, really do. And, you know, if I project out his routes, the over-under, what Chapman would put them at, 41 catches, 475 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Like, four. Like, that's what we need from him in that wide receiver 3s. And then when Ayuk comes back, wide receiver 4 role, maybe Jacob Cowing, some of the young bucks come up and steal some snaps as well. But on third downs, especially early in the season with Ayuk out, you want to focus on him. I really hope that suspension comes mid-year, late year, not weeks 1 through 3. We'll have to see whenever that comes out. But DeMarcus Robinson is going to play a pivotal role in pivotal games this season, because if teams are going to focus to take away Kittle, take away CMC, take away Ayuk whenever he comes back, DeMarcus Robinson can win one-on-one coverage. His breaks are just too good, especially at the goal line. You're going to have 2 to 3 touchdowns this year where he's the primary read on 3rd and goal from the 6, and he's going to catch it with 4 yard separation from the corner. And it's just going to be easy pitch and catch from Brock Purdy. So with a team that was so poor in the red zone last season, DeMarcus Robinson is going to help that. Is he going to hit 7 touchdowns like he did last year? I don't believe so. But man, if you told me 4, I'd be very, very happy. DeMarcus Robinson makes the 49ers a better team. He makes the 49ers a better offense, and he just gives that veteran presence, always going to be where he is supposed to be, and that's just such a comfort blanket for a play caller in Kyle Shanahan and for a quarterback in Brock Purdy. So DeMarcus Robinson, thanks. I'm excited. We'll see what happens with the suspension. Stay out of trouble. Call an Uber. Good Lord. Please call an Uber. Thank you to Josh for writing this episode. And for us in the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway and college football is just starting. But you can already make season-long, more or less picks for the 2025 season on Prize Picks. Enter your picks before week 1 kicks off. And there's already so many fun ones up there. Saquon Barkley, more or less than a 1,475 rush yards. Josh Allen, more or less than 27.5 passing touchdowns. You want to pick your favorite 49ers, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, all those things, they are up there now. My favorite thing about using Prize Picks is just how quick and simple it is. Pick 2 to 6 players, their stat projections more or less, and if you get the picks right, you can cash in and win up to 2,000 times your money. Prize Picks is also the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your very first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, Simply better hosting.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. The second largest riser in our 2024 to 2025 roster countdown is none other than guard Ben Bartsch, who is slated to be the starting left guard after Aaron Banks got paid and all that stuff. He jumped 29 spots. He was number 59 last year and ties for the second largest jump with Evan Anderson. Sam O was the largest number one overall spots jumped up with like 50. But Ben Bartsch comes in number two. Now, I do have to say, like, I am recording this on the 20th. And nobody knows what his injury is at this point of the recording. I've reached out sources. Nobody knows. So we're recording this on the 20th. When you're watching this, you know, who knows when that is. We don't know why Ben Bartsch got put on the NFI, which means non-football injury, which means he got injured away from doing football activities with the 49ers before they reported for camp. Don't know. Don't know how severe it is. Maybe he's off of it already. Don't know. Again, recording this on the 20th. You got to understand, the 49ers want him to be the starting left guard. During minicamp and OTAs, he got all the snaps with the first team. You look at what he did last year for the 49ers in three games, stepped in for an injured Aaron Banks. He was injured for the past 3 years straight. Unbelievable. Outperformed Aaron Banks in every single metric possible, gave up zero quarterback hits, zero sacks, one pressure in three games, and run blocked very, very well. But then he got a high ankle sprain and got put on IR, and that kind of ended his season. But Chris Forster, Kyle Shanahan, they brought Ben Bartsch to be the starter, but there is a lot of competition there. And this injury, we have seen this at the guard position a lot with the 49ers. Injury during training camp, somebody steps up, the person that was injured doesn't get their job back. Dan Brunskill lost his job to Spencer Burford in a similar light. And then you had Spencer Burford, lost his job to Dominique Pooney. Now you got Ben Bartsch, who knows how long that injury is going to be around, but there is competition. Nick Sakel, Matt Hennessy, Connor Colby, the rookie, Drew Moss, the other rookie. Like, there are players chomping at the bit to win this job, and with Ben Bartsch's injury, causes a little bit of a snafu slash, what's going to happen there? And Chris Forster puts, you know, the 49ers offensive line coach, puts continuity above quality play to a fault. He wants the same guys in there. So whoever gets that first crack at it, it's going to matter. It's going to matter. So Ben Bartsch wears jersey number 78 for the 49ers, and he's a big dude. 6'6", 315, 32, 7, and 8 inch arms. He's going into his 26-year-old season. Sixth season, and he's got a lot of experience because he was drafted with the Jags, won their starting job, started, I think it was like 16 straight games over the course of two seasons. Like, he had their guard spot locked down. Dislocated his knee, tore his ACL, lost his job. They tried to stash him on the practice squad, kind of in a Shanahan finesse roster movement. And guess what? Shanahan did to him what has been done to him so many times and sniped this player off the practice squad and signed him to the active roster and kind of, you know, has kept him since then. So pretty smart little roster finesse move. Caught the Jaguars slipping a little bit, and you got a quality player that has upside. And, you know, 6'6", 315 guards, that's the build you want. He's 26 years old. He's got 22 starting games. Like, this guy has played some ball, has some experience, has upside, and is still young. Like, you want Ben Bartsch to win that job. He's an Oregon boy, went to Blanchett Catholic High School, college. Then he went to St. John's, which St. John's is not known for their football program by any stretch. And in fact was, you know, the only player, I want to make sure I get this right, was the lone Division III player, non-scholarship athlete selected in the draft that year. And he got selected in the fourth round. Like, this dude was an oddball and went a very unorthodox route to get to the league. And I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's got a lot of good football ahead of him if he can stay healthy. He's lost the job twice with injuries, and now you got another NFI injury. Don't know what that's about. Go back to his high school tenure in McMinnville, Oregon, four-year letter in basketball. And this dude was skinny, played wide receiver, linebacker, and tight end in high school. And, you know, whenever he went to college, he was 230 pounds. By the time now, he's 315. This dude put on a lot of weight. He's known as the Smoothie King because, you know, he shared this at the Senior Bowl, which is where the 49ers fell in love with him. He makes a smoothie. This is what's in it. Sorry, this is going to be gross. Scrambled eggs, a big tub of cottage cheese, quick grits, peanut butter, a banana, and Gatorade. A smoothie helped him gain over 75 pounds. And he says, quote, "I would just throw it all in, plug my nose. I would gag sometimes, but that's what you have to do to gain weight," end quote. Like, dude, awesome. Gross, don't want to do it, but respect. And, you know, off the field, awesome. He was part of the Good Works team nominee. Studied abroad in South Africa in 2019. Freaking well-rounded. Like, dude, I want to know more about this man and how he views life. 2020 Senior Bowl, like I said, that's where he kind of went crazy. And was just a versatile offensive lineman, psych major. Gets drafted in the fourth round of the 2020 draft, pick 116 overall. Same round, it was a pretty good offensive line draft in that round. John Simpson, Tyler Beatis, Gabriel Davis all went in that round. A round before Colton McKivitz. And he's played pretty clean. Only three accepted penalties in his career. Won the starting job for the Jacksonville Jaguars, but then got that injury. Week 5 of 2022, dislocates his knee, tears his ACL, horrible injury. Takes him a while to get back. The Jags try to stash him on the practice squad. Niners sniped him. And they've been in love with him since. Replaces Aaron Banks at left guard, goes in, plays three quality games. Then high ankle sprain, gets put on IR, lost his spot, end of season. That was towards the end. It was after the Buffalo game. So he outplayed Banks. Like, everybody did that took snaps at left guard. Banks was awful last year. But Forster likes him, wants him around, and you look at how much he's played. 22 career starts, 49 career games played in, over 1,500 career snaps. Dude's played some ball. And so the 49ers signed to a one-year, $1.3 million deal. You're not paying Ben Bartsch starter-level money, but this is the 49ers' philosophy on offensive line. They don't care. They value the offensive line less than any other team in the NFL. I will argue with the wall. Somebody's like, well, they pay Trent Williams. Who else they pay on that thing? Everybody else, all four other starters, are way below average for what they make. And it's, look, Chris Forster's even talked about this. Kyle Shanahan's even talked about this. The scheme benefits the offensive line more than any other scheme in the NFL. And so they take bargain bin players and then spend elsewhere on the skill positions. No team signs a veteran player for $1.3 million to be their starter at guard. They just don't do that. Well, the 49ers do. He's got $1.1 million guarantee. And you look at his career, he's made $6.3 million so far. He's 26 years old. And if Ben Bartsch can go out there and play this year the way the 49ers hope that he plays, he's going to get paid to go be Lincoln Tomlinson. You look at, Aaron Banks, whatever else. He's probably not going to get Aaron Banks money, but he's going to go get paid $6, $7 million if he could stay healthy this year. Not off to a good start. 49ers get a comp pick. Connor Colby steps in next. It's rinse, repeat the cycle that the 49ers have at guard. Bring in a vet. Allow them to show something, whatever. Redshirt a guy. Allow them to step in eventually. And then allow them to go be signed, get a compensation pick, rebuild that way. It's just what the 49ers have done at this position. So can he stay healthy? That is the biggest question. What the hell is his injury on the NFI, non-football injury list? Don't know. As I'm recording this, don't know. And I hope that it is solved by the time this video comes out. And hopefully Ben Bartsch is back to the starting left guard and he gets some continuity, because I do think he's the best left guard on this team. There is competition. Nick Zekil, Matt Hennessy has started games at guard. Connor Colby, the rookie, Drew Moss. This is a battle, and Ben Bartsch better get healthy quick. Otherwise, man, and you could even throw in Spencer Burford, who started at left guard as well. I think they're going to move him to swing tackle, especially with Andre Dillard injured, but there's a lot of guy fighting for a lot of guys fighting for that starting spot. Ben Bartsch, I hope, wins it. Josh is the executive of today's show. Appreciate you guys. Ben Bartsch, get healthy. Get out there. Stay healthy and get a career payday next year. Get the 49ers compensation pick. It's the way it should be for the second riser, number two riser on the 49ers roster countdown list from last year to this year. And for us in the 49ers Rush team, we'll just keep counting them down. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Culture changers. Players that brought the 49ers out of the dark ages. There's two that come to mind. You know, in 2017, when Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch came onto the 49ers scene, there were two players that were brought in that first year that are still with the 49ers and I think are responsible for changing everything. And that's George Kittle, first and foremost. And then number 29 on our 49ers roster countdown this year, Kyle Juszczyk, the juice, baby, the offensive weapon. The do-it-all, super smart guy with an amazing wife, and her publicity is going to probably far surpass his, which is crazy because he's played for so long in the NFL, going into his 13th season. But those two players, and Kyle Juszczyk, team captain, pro bowler, perennial pro bowler, they changed everything. This idea of being a horrible team and just no postseason success and just, man, those Chip Kelly, and I don't even want to go through all the coaches since Harbaugh, it's been awful. These are the two players that I credit, and especially that 2017 season. You want to throw in Fred Warner the following year. I get that. But these were the players that came in to bring about culture change. Now, nobody expected George Kittle to be that. Kyle Juszczyk was kind of the picture-perfect first, you know, free agency signing, and they brought in seven big-time free agents, you know, that offseason. But Kyle Juszczyk's still here. And going into his NFL 13th season, he is, you know, 2025, and then 2026, he'll be a decade niner. He wasn't drafted by the 49ers. He was drafted by the Ravens. But he could be the very first, him and George Kittle, the first decade-long 49er player since Joe Staley. They were teammates with Joe Staley, right? And so, and that's a big deal for 49ers fans and players and the culture. Like, if you've ever been inside the 49ers locker room, there's a wall dedicated to 10-year tenured, decade-long 49ers players. It's such a big damn deal. And so I want Kyle Juszczyk to get it. George Kittle's going to. They just redid his deal. But Kyle Juszczyk is, yeah, I don't think he's like a top 10 niner or even really, maybe even a top 20 niner's position. So nuanced. Like, he's not out there all the time. Fullback, offensive weapon, what is he? But, like, this guy, you can't measure what he brings to a team, what he brings to a locker room, the consistency, the just culture. That is juice. I love this man. And this is the lowest he's ever been on our countdown. This is the fifth year. He was 14th in 2022. He was 21st in 2023. He was 20th last year. This year, 29. And this is on the back end of, you know, a pay cut last year, got cut this year, almost went, you know, to the Steelers and then chose to come back for the culture and just how much he loves his team. He's left money on the table to be a part of this team. Like, what else do you want? Yeah, his stats aren't great, and they're never going to be great. He's a damn fullback. Where's jersey number 44? And I would argue the greatest 44 ever. Rathman had better stats in the Super Bowls, but, man, he's played longer. I love Rathman. I can't say that. I love both of them. We did a full episode, greatest 44 ever. The Super Bowls of the stats are definitely with Rathman. Kyle Juszczyk, though, deserves to be mentioned up there. That's what I should say. Correct my previous statement. Some people just got really upset. 6'1", 235, 34 years old, still playing strong, ran a 4.7 40, 6.93 cone, change of direction is great, 37 vert, 10.1 broad jump, 24 bench press reps, 13 seasons, from Lodi, Ohio, went to Cloverleaf High School, and then, of course, I don't know if you've ever heard this, went to Harvard, which is talked about almost every single broadcast, and your nickname's Juice. This used to be a horrible thing, is anytime I had to spell Juszczyk, you know, I started in 2017. Like, we're almost, me and Kyle came in 101. But used to, spelling Juszczyk was a nightmare. I'm dyslexic. I'm not very good at these things. But now I've got it down pat. The J-U-S-Z-C-Z-Y-K. And that's how I say it every single time I type it. And it gets me through it. It's just Z's after everything. You know what I mean? Earned 6 letters, speaking of letters, in high school with 3 separate sports. Numerous positions and football. Was the basketball point guard, track and field, throwing events, 2-year team captain in football. Like, all everything. And, you know, led his high school in rushing and receiving, honor society, mathlete, you name it, you name it. His uncle, I didn't know that, this until recently, Dickie Moore, played for the Green Bay Packers. Like, of course, Kyle Juszczyk's uncle was Dickie Moore. How cool is that? He was a 2-time All-American at H-back, kind of that versatile position, 3-time All-Ivy League. You don't get to say that often. And finished with Harvard's all-time leader among tight ends in receptions, receiving yards, touchdowns, you name it. Dude just rewrote the history books there. And, you know, he gets drafted in the 4th round, pick 130 of the 2013 draft. Like, this was before I covered sports, right? Like, I mean, obviously, I was coaching at the time, whatever else, but yeah, I loved it. Listen to, he went one pick in the draft before Marcus Lattimore. You remember South Carolina? Like, everybody loved Marcus Lattimore. The All-ACL team never really was able to rebound from that horrific injury. But again, like, Marcus Lattimore hadn't played football in 12 years. This dude's still ticket. Same round as Mac Barkley, the quarterback, Akeem Spence, Alex Okafor, David Bakhtiari, J.C. Treader, William Golston. Like, what a draft. And if you go back the entire draft in general, Kyle Juszczyk has the second most Pro Bowls of anybody in that draft. Travis Kelce has him by 1. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, gets drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, plays out his rookie deal there. The 49ers pay him big time. And is the highest paid fullback, 4-year, $21 million deal, highest paid fullback in NFL history when the 49ers brought him in. But you had to overpay. Remember, like, Pierre Garçon, Malcolm Smith, a lot of those free agency that you brought in, you had to pay. We were a terrible team. Nobody wanted to come here. This, now it's different because people want to come here to rehab their career and try to get paid elsewhere. Just times have changed since 2017 to 2025. He was the the 2017 Bill Walsh Award winner, which is just awesome. Voted on by the coaching staff and given to the 49ers. Best represents the standard of professional excellence that was established by the great Bill Walsh. How badass is that? His favorite pregame meal, one of my favorite questions with players. Listen to this. This is filet mignon, sweet potatoes with spaghetti, and scrambled eggs. He says, quote, the perfect combination of protein and the right carbs before a game. Absolute team leader. Amazing. Married Kristen back in 2019. And now, like, I can honestly say, like, her jackets and, you know, Taylor Swift and all these celebrities wearing them, whatever else. You know, we've had Hall of Famers come to the 49ers Rush Road Trip events. And, hey, if you haven't come yet, come on. 49ers Rush Road Trip this year. We're doing every single away game besides L.A. Go to the Tick Pick app. Type in 49ers Rush. All of our events are there. Day before events, tailgates for every away game. Don't go to away games unless you're going to be part of the faithful. We got you covered on that. And if you use promo code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, you get $10 off of our events. That's what's there. Come on, guys. Go support. Come out. Whatever. But we've had Hall of Famers. Greats come out. I've never seen, this is a little bit of an indictment, grown men turn into middle school girls more than when Kristen Juszczyk and Claire Kittle showed up to one of our events. Like, they, like, totally just like, Chapman, you gotta introduce me. And I'm like, dude, I can't do that. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, no, I'm not doing that. They're just here to say what's up. But yeah, it was hilarious just seeing grown men. They act different. And Kristen Juszczyk, Claire Kittle are amazing, obviously. I don't know them personally, but it was cool when they showed up. And yeah, just grown men just folded. Absolutely gorgeous, amazing human beings. But it's interesting just the way people act around people like Kyle Juszczyk, Kristen Juszczyk, Claire Kittle, and George Kittle, who... incredible. The team, the fan, everybody loves these people so much, so much. Now, the football side of everything, his snaps have decreased in four straight seasons. 2021, 809 snaps. 2022, 728. 2023, 654. Last year, 554. It's a smaller role, and thus the pay cuts, thus the, hey, man, if you got to go, you got to go. We'd like to have you back, but we're not going to be able to pay you much. All those different things, restructured his deal, all those things, quote, love for the team and area, end quote, brought me back. Like, he wants to be here. I think that's huge. And again, if he stays for these 2 years, which he is signed through, will be a decade-long Niner. And I just hope that that happens. Veteran, pillar of the community, just 9 Pro Bowls, 2 All Pros. Come on, man. Like, this guy just changes so much. And, like, you have to understand, the stats for a fullback aren't great. You look at his career, 281 receptions, 2,600-plus receiving yards, 18 touchdowns, only 67 carries in his entire career. But, like, this is important. Yeah, his snaps are going down, but last year had his highest ever yards per rush attempt with 5.2 yards per carry. Didn't run the ball a lot, but still. And tied for his highest yards per reception with 10.5 of the last 5 years of his career. So, like, it's not like his efficiency is going down. That's not the case. And, like, for the people that are just your stat watchers, you know, they check the box score and then they come up with their conclusions. They don't watch the games. They don't understand. Let me just tell you, as a defensive coach, which is what I consider myself, I've coached both sides, head coach, whatever. I consider myself if I could be anything, I'd be a defensive coordinator. That was my favorite time. The amount of time that you have to go through when preparing for a team with a fullback that uses a fullback for 500-plus snaps a year is completely different than when you're playing other teams. You have to go through a different offensive, you know, stopping offensive run game install. Your defensive run gaps change. Your passing numbers change. Your personnel groupings change. You have to put in extra calls on the goal line when the fullback's in versus out. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, it shows up in ways that don't show up in the stat or box score because defensive coordinators hate, man, we have to put in a whole new package when that damn fullback's out there, number 44, that we're not used to. The NFL is dissolving the fullback position, but just the threat of that 21 personnel, 2 backs, 1 tight end, it changes everything. It creates an extra gap on every single run fit. It changes things. It makes it so difficult. It's the zig when other teams zag type thing, and Kyle Shanahan's the best at it. He really, really is. Juszczyk's under a 2-year, $7.5 million contract. $3.4 million of it's guaranteed. He has a $2.5 million cap hit this year and a $2.6 million cap hit next year if cut or released. I do not want him cut or released. Like, he just helps. He helps. You want pass protection on third down, he can do it. You want somebody who can play running back, he can do it. You need fullback over on the goal line, he can do it. Is it anything electric or whatever else? No. Now the toe tap catches on the sideline 30 yards down the field. That's pretty badass for a fullback. Career earnings, $42.4 million. A lot of money. And he's leaving some of that on the table to be a part of the 49ers. 189 career games, 13 career playoff games. That's off the charts. And just provides so much extra for the 49ers. To have him in the locker room, the culture, the personality. He makes everybody feel better. Does that contribute to wins? I don't know. But I can say the 49ers have a winning culture now, and a lot of that has to do with the great Kyle Juszczyk. Thank you, Josh, who helped write this episode. And for us in the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.